This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, April 17th, 2026. All is ready for Worldwide Amateur Radio Day, WARD 2026. Activity begins on Saturday, April 18th, as amateur radio operators and their national societies worldwide celebrate the founding of the International Amateur Radio Union, IARU. It was on this day in 1925 that the IARU was formed in Paris, France. Hiram Percy Maxim, co-founder of ARRL, served as its first president. And since its founding, ARRL has served as the IARU International Secretariat. ARRL is encouraging radio clubs to use WARD or any other time during the month of April to host a ham radio open house, and there is still time to do just that. Just set up a working amateur radio station anywhere to showcase your club station and promote amateur radio science and technology to the public. Check out ARRL's ham radio open house station locator at www.arrl.org/open-house. To date, 30 clubs have added their locations to the locator map, including California, Hawaii, and Iowa. An initial prediction for the 2026 Atlantic hurricane season suggests slightly fewer storms than average due to the anticipated development of El Niño conditions in the coming months. The forecast from Colorado State University predicts 13 named storms, just below the average of 14.4, of which 6 are expected to gain hurricane strength and 2 are likely to become major hurricanes Category 3 or higher. According to the researchers, El Niño is a climate pattern in which warmer than normal water temperatures in the eastern and central Pacific increase westerly winds into the Caribbean and eastern Atlantic. That results in greater wind shear that inhibits hurricane formation and strengthening. The forecast also predicts a 20% chance of a major hurricane making landfall along the U.S. Gulf Coast this year, along with a 15% chance of a major hurricane hitting the Atlantic coast. AccuWeather has its own early forecast, similar but less specific, predicting 11 to 16 named storms, including 4 to 7 hurricanes and 2 to 4 major hurricanes. The National Hurricane Center, NHC, is expected to release its initial predictions for the 2026 Atlantic hurricane season mid-season in mid-May. Assessing tropical storm-related hazards inland will be easier this year with enhancements to the NHC's frequently used cone maps, which will now show watches and warnings inland as well as along the coast. Many tropical storms and hurricanes cause significant damage after coming ashore. Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES groups in all hurricane-prone areas are advised to remain vigilant regardless of the forecast. ARRL Emergency Communications and Field Services Director Josh Johnson, KE5MHV, noted that the watchword at the recent National Hurricane Conference, in which he was a presenter, was that it only takes one bad storm to be a bad year. ARRL has a memorandum of understanding to work cooperatively with a variety of government and non-governmental agencies that are active in response to hurricanes and other disasters. The University of Pittsburgh's Panther Amateur Radio Club, PARC, had a unique opportunity last week, helping NASA track Artemis's 2 Orion spacecraft on its mission to and back from the moon. Faculty advisor Juan Manfredi, NA0B, said the club responded to a request from NASA to submit a proposal. We submitted our proposal in September of 2025 and were notified in November that our proposal was accepted, said Manfredi. But the real challenge was just beginning, and we needed to gather the equipment, test it, and make sure we could make the contact. For their part, the club's members needed to find and track a carrier signal from the spacecraft. Usually a 9-meter dish antenna would be needed, but with the help of the university's Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering, ECE, they were able to purchase a 1.2-meter dish and a software-defined radio, SDR. Manfredi said there were 2 final challenges. Because of our location, we needed to be on the roof of our building between 4 and 6 a.m. every day. And because we are located in the northern hemisphere, we only had about a 20-degree window to acquire the signal. Well, and all 5 club members took turns and were able to acquire the spacecraft signal on the 2nd and 4th days of the mission. The information was recorded and is still being analyzed. For the club members, what was their reaction to this opportunity? Fantastic, said Manfredi. 20 years from now, they may not remember who taught them calculus, but will remember cold nights and mornings at 4 a.m. on the roof tracking a spacecraft. The PARC is 111 years old and received its first experimental license, 8YI, in 1915. It is an ARRL-affiliated club. Attention public information coordinators and public information officers. 2026 ARRL Field Day is June 27th through the 28th, but it's already time to begin planning to promote amateur radio's number one annual demonstration. And this is a special year with ARRL's partnership with America 250, and this year's Field Day theme, Amateur Radio, a Natural Resource. Backed by popular demand, the members of the ARRL Public Relations Committee have organized Zoom meetings to provide you with training tips, the best practices to help you in your role to promote ARRL Field Day. These meetings are intended for ARRL Public Information Officers, Public Information Coordinators, and other ARRL Section volunteers. Before attending these meetings, please review the resources at www.arrl.org/fieldday and prepare any questions you may have. And register now and you'll receive a confirming email containing information about joining the meeting. For more information, visit ARRL.org. More hams are on the air in California. The Irvine Disaster Emergency Community Team, IDEC, continues to have success for its technician-level amateur radio licensing course. The latest study exam session ran February 9th through the 23rd, 2026, and was conducted by the Radio Club at Irvine Valley College. A total of 43 exams were administered to 32 applicants during the testing session. Of those, 27 participants passed, resulting in an overall success rate of 84%. In addition to the scheduled session, two IDEC training participants were tested in advance by K6BP, along with several volunteer examiners from the San Diego County Amateur Radio Council. Both candidates there successfully passed the technician exam as well, with one also earning a general class license. The IDEC program continued to support the growth of trained amateur radio operators, encouraging them to join IDEC, while strengthening emergency communications capabilities within CERT and the community at large. For more information about upcoming courses and licensing opportunities, contact IDEC via the n6idp.org website. A new section manager appointed in South Dakota, Nick Hauser, KT0W of Yankton, has been appointed as the ARRL South Dakota section manager, effective April 9th, 2026. He takes the reins of the South Dakota section field organization from Chris Stahlkamp, KI0D, who was appointed as vice director of the ARRL Dakota division on March 31st. Hauser's appointment as section manager continues through June 30th, 2028. The ARRL Dakota division includes Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. The following America 250 W1AW portable activations begin at 0000 Zulu on Wednesdays and end at 2359 Zulu on Tuesdays. That's 7 days total for each activation. And here are the current activations. On April 15th, Delaware W1AW/3, the host there is KC3DSO. Also on April 15th, the Idaho W1AW/7, the host is ND7L. On April 22nd, Iowa, W1AW/0, the host there, WB0GAG. And also on April 22nd, Wisconsin, W1AW-9, the host there is W9XT. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. The 2026 Dayton Hamvention will be held Friday through Sunday, May 15th through 17th. At the Greene County Fairgrounds in Xenia, Ohio. Once again, AMPSAT will have a presence there. Be sure to stop by the ARRL booth and visit with the good people there. Then head on over to Building 1, booths 1007 through 1010 and 1107 through 1110, which are across from each other, and visit all the AMPSAT booths. There will be satellite demonstrations. Talk with those from AMPSAT Engineering, see the latest in the CubeSat Sim, and much more. The AMPSAT Forum will be Saturday, May 16th from 1:50 p.m. through 3:10 p.m. Eastern Time in Forum Room 2. AMPSAT and Taper have an annual banquet at the Kohler Presidential Center on Friday. If you are interested, more information is available on the AMPSAT store at AMPSAT.org. FO29 is once again expected to enter eclipse periods from around April 21st. The satellite should enter periods of sunlight in mid-November, allowing the satellite to be used. During eclipse periods, the command team will allow the satellite to operate according to a schedule. When it is in full sunlight, There's no need for a schedule. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, April 16th to the 17th, it's the Walk for the Bacon QRP contest, that is CW. April 17th to the 20th, Florida State Parks on the Air, CW Phone and Digital. April 17th and 18th, the Worldwide Holy Land contest, that's CW and Phone. April 18th to the 19th, the Texas State Parks on the Air, CW and Phone there. And on April 10th, the ES Open HF Championship, CW and Phone. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions, April 18th, the Delmarva Amateur Radio and Electronics Expo hosting the ARRL Delaware State Convention. That's in Georgetown, Delaware. May 3rd, the Warmminster Amateur Radio Club Annual Hamfest hosting the ARRL Eastern Pennsylvania Section Convention. That's in Bristol, Pennsylvania. And on May 9th, the ARRL Nebraska State Convention. That's in Lincoln, Nebraska. And remember, too, to search the ARRL Hamfest and Convention database to find more events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the N7MKY repeater system in Boise, Idaho, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@ARRL.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.